This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we begin with Benjamin Brown covering the National Football League. Ben, how about the big trade today for the Chiefs? They bring in DeAndre Hopkins. How much does he have left and how much will he help Kansas City?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously as far as like who's still available out there in the veteran receiver market, I do think, you know, DeAndre Hopkins to Kansas City makes a ton of sense. You know, obviously, with what they've lost in Rashee Rice, I think they still have some field stretchers kind of that can produce, I would say, in enough chunks, but they really need a guy, you know, when the play breaks down, Patrick Mahomes is scrambling, who's a guy that's going to be, you know, 1 or 2 yards past the sticks, open, you know, along the sidelines. And that's kind of where DeAndre Hopkins has definitely made a living, especially in the twilight years of his career. And I think very much, you know, that's where he is really going to be a boon to where they want to be offensively. I know that's been a spot where Travis Kelce has been at in previous seasons, but I think an additional guy there, along with some field stretching components that they still have in Xavier Worthy, is going to open things up for them offensively. And I do think it is, you know, kind of a resounding success for the Kansas City Chiefs, and they didn't have to give up a whole lot to add a veteran receiver that I think is very much going to contribute to, you know, what could very easily be another championship-type window.
Benjamin, do you expect any Rams to be traded? Maybe something in the realm of a Cooper Kupp or Matt Stafford?
I think the Matt Stafford one is a little bit more complicated. To me, it seems like, you know, and I think a lot of shrewd teams do this, but obviously, you know, you take a look at the stands, you understand where you're at, and there is a lot of, you know, teams that are really poor this season, and I think it leaves in a lot of ways the upper echelon of teams, it does feel like a little bit more wide open. And I think for that reason, we could see some more player movement than what we've seen in years prior. And I think Cooper Kupp kind of sits at like the forefront of that. You know, veteran receivers have been a pretty hot commodity. Depending on what the Rams are kind of willing to part with him for, I think in a lot of ways he could fill a lot of roles for a number of needy teams that do need some wide receiver depth. So I wouldn't be at all surprised to see Cooper Kupp move on. You know, Matthew Stafford, you know, there's obviously some quarterback injuries floating around, but to me, I think he's a little bit more locked in and entrenched, and I would be very much surprised if we see his sort of name called before the trade deadline happens coming up here in the week.
The Bucs had a disastrous game in primetime where they lost Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. They're tied for first place. I think they're playing a first place game this weekend. How do you see their road ahead, the NFC South, right now?
Yeah, I think it's difficult. I think the best of what we've seen from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is probably behind them at this point in time. You know, and I think in a lot of ways that was maybe the synopsis of where we're at with the NFC South in general. You know, obviously the Falcons struggled early on, but, you know, they are kind of hitting the Bucs at the right time coming up here this weekend, 2.5 point. You know, road favorites as well. So the betting market is definitely leaning in their direction. I think if, you know, both these teams were, you know, healthy with where they are to start the season, this is probably an even matchup on a neutral setting, which means we probably have a flip spread here to, you know, the Buccaneers being -2, -1.5 maybe. But given the rash of injuries and the long-term outlook for them, I just don't see Baker Mayfield having as much success as he had, you know, the first 3 or 4 weeks of the season. And it does seem like the Falcons have at least started to kind of figure out this Kirk Cousins-led offense and where a lot of pieces fit in place. And it does seem like Drake London is, you know, finally kind of starting to emerge as, you know, a legitimate number one wide receiver option, but also a guy that can be, you know, a top 10 type of receiver from a production standpoint at the position. And I think for that reason, you know, that's going to be enough to probably win the NFC South. And I think we are going to see, you know, the Falcons kind of showcase that second half type look coming up here on Sunday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Ben, use whatever adjectives you want. I think everybody in the NFC North is at least good, if not very good, maybe even great when playing at their best. Go through each team. How good is each one?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, what you've seen from the Lions the past 2 weeks, you know, to me looks like the best team in the NFC. I know, you know, there's maybe still a case to be made for the 49ers, you know, Washington Commanders as well. But, you know, going – you know, coming into Minnesota, beating the, you know, undefeated Minnesota Vikings, especially in the fashion in which they did, didn't get a ton of breaks early on in that game and kind of came back from a pretty decent deficit. Like, they are kind of the team to beat. And I think when you look around the rest of the NFC, you know, I think there's a case to be made that the Vikings could, you know, if they're not two, probably the third or fourth best team, you know, in the conference. And I think, you know, numbers two through four are probably a little bit more up in the air right now. So I think from that perspective, you know, they have the two of the top four teams, you know, in the conference, in that particular division. Caleb Williams is kind of starting to hit his stride, and we haven't really talked about, you know, the Green Bay Packers, you know, kind of finally getting their wide receiver room back and healthy and just how good they could be. So I know it's difficult, but, you know, all these teams, I would say, in a way, kind of look like legitimate playoff contenders. And I think, you know, overall, we're going to see a heavy influx of, you know, at least three. Maybe there's a path to, you know, all four teams from the NFC North getting into the playoffs, but that's a really, you know, unlikely type outcome that is really difficult to, you know, stomach right now. But I do think, you know, three teams getting in kind of has to be the expectation for where the NFC North has been through the first, you know, seven, eight weeks of the season.
Ben, thanks, buddy. We appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. Have a great show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.